Uncluttered and Unfiltered is brought to you in part by Carex. For older adults, aging in place is a key part of the American dream. And yet only 10% of us have homes that are aging ready. And we admit to not even knowing where to begin when it comes to making our own homes or our mom's homes safe and comfortable. Carex.com is more than just the place to go for affordable, easy to install, and often fold away equipment. It's also a resource. They deeply care about supporting caregivers. Well, we've teamed with Carex to offer you a 20% discount on Carex.com. We've got a link in our show notes, or when you're checking out, use the code UNCLUTTERED20. That's Carex.com, UNCLUTTERED20. Don't wait for a medical emergency or life-changing event to visit Carex.com.
Welcome to Uncluttered and Unfiltered, the podcast urging you to let it go and don't look back. With nationally acclaimed professional organizer Christine Stone and self-proclaimed hot damn mess radio and TV personality Eden Kendall.
Welcome everybody to Uncluttered and Unfiltered with Eden and Christine, and I'm excited. You can tell I'm ready to go right out of the gate because I feel like we have so much to talk about that if we go over, we'll have a second follow-up episode for you and we'll make that determination as we get rolling. But spring cleaning is our topic.
Yes.
Before we really hit on that though, because there's a lot to cover there, I want to talk about what just happened in this room, that a little behind the scenes. Let's pull back the curtain. Our wonderful producer, Luis, was in here helping us with the volume. And we are listening on headphones. If you watch us on any of our videos, you can see that we always wear these headphones. And we're asking him, okay, a little lower, a little higher, a little lower, a little higher. And it was just like I do with my husband with the TV. There's this sweet spot and it has to be really loud. And then I can't take it. It's too loud.
Right.
And I know that sometimes commercials come out louder.
They do.
But I felt bad for him because he's so young and we're giving him a little taste of what he has to look forward to in life with women.
Oh, believe me. I'm good. Thanks. Bye. And he shuts the door.
Now he is a married man with a family, yeah. But I don't know that he's gotten to the point with the volume control yet.
No. And my husband always walks in the room and goes, do you think you can make that any louder? And I'm like, what? But I think everything just comes in so soft and yes. I can't hear anything. Now, I'm not saying that my hearing is as good as it was when I was 20, but I feel like everything is so quiet.
So muffled.
Yes.
I just thought it was funny because Mitch says, could you make it any louder? I feel like that's the standard response from all men.
Yes. Yep.
You have to go straight to sarcasm.
Yep.
How was your weekend?
Oh, my weekend was so much fun. We went to the Players Championship and I had a great weekend. Yeah, I just love, it's a yearly thing. We go every year.
Big golf tournament.
Yes, a big golf tournament. And it was a lot of fun.
We were out there as well. My husband went a few times. I only went one night to see some country music. Cole Swindell was in concert there. They do a military appreciation night. But it's always a lot of fun.
Always fun. And the weather, we couldn't have asked for better weather. It was a little warm, which is very unusual in March in North Florida, but it was lovely. It was really nice. And I got to meet my favorite quarterback of all time.
Trevor Lawrence.
Yes, that was so exciting.
He got to meet you. I'm sure right now he's trying to decide if he should make it his profile pic.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure. He's just, God, she's short. He's so tall. My God, was he tall, but very sweet. And it's very refreshing to meet someone. He's in his early 20s, very polite, very sweet. I was very enamored.
And he has a
lovely
Marissa.
Wife. She's just adorable.
I say that like I've met them. I have never met them. I was envious when I saw that photo. It was a great picture. Can we share that with all of our ladies? Let's do that. Let's make sure we share that on our Instagram and on our Facebook and all of that. In fact, we'll share it in a manner where you can, if you've had any celebrity sightings and you want to share yours as well, that would be great. So I want to tell you about something that happened that I was trying to imagine literally in the moment that it happened. I reacted in a strange way, but once I got over the shock of it, I really was thinking about you and wondered how you would react.
God.
I was in a bar near where you live and with some friends that were here for the championship. And somebody walked in carrying an animal. And they were carrying this animal like you would cradle a baby.
Yeah.
And it was strange to see an animal in a bar. Usually, right. If it's a dog, it's a service dog or, right. or it has a vest or something. But this person, my first reaction, and this goes back to my childhood of wanting a pet version of this animal, was to go up and ask permission to pet it, which I did. Immediately I did that, I had to ask myself, you went right over there as though you just knew that it would be okay to do that. It was a skunk.
Ew.
In a bar. I was just like Reese Witherspoon in Sweet Home Alabama. You've got a skunk in a bar. I just assumed it would be descented. How do I know?
Maybe it was.
I don't know. I know nothing about
it. Had
about,
to have been.
It had to have been and had to have had rabies vaccines, I'm sure. But how does somebody have a pet skunk and how is it allowed in the bar? Even the DJ said something. He said, you don't have to come up and tell me. I've seen it. I know Pepe Le Pew is in the bar.
Oh, Pepe Le Pew.
They were carrying a carrying case for the skunk, but they were carrying it.
But why is my question?
Why?
That is my question.
A rescue situation because
you can't leave your pet skunk at home.
That's my point. Does the skunk not
have a,
I don't know. Anyway, I'm
speechless on this one only because I really don't. I don't understand having a pet skunk, but okay, everybody has their thing. But bringing it to a bar, that I think somebody has to draw the line there. I don't know who it would be, but maybe the owner of the bar.
Right up. I couldn't wait to get my hands on that skunk.
Gosh.
It was so cute.
Oh my gosh.
It was
I'm not a big skunk fan or an armadillo. They all have those little pointy teeth that
they do. They have razor like
teeth. Yeah, they have like razor like teeth.
There's nothing about a skunk outside of Bambi that makes me think it wanted to be in the bar. You know, it didn't look like.
Yeah.
Okay. So that was one story. A big story in the news this week is Kate Middleton and the family photo.
Yes.
Photoshop was employed for whatever reason. People are saying AI, they're saying Photoshop. Do you have any theories on what is going on there?
Okay. So I do have a little bit to say on this. First of all, she's Kate Middleton. She is married to the future king. She was not editing her own photos. No. I don't care what anyone says.
Nobody.
I say leave the girl alone.
People are saying that she has some medical issues and that they made that photo to say everything's okay. Other people are saying that she is trying to get away from the family.
My theory is she has some sort of colon surgery. And if you know anyone that's had anything like that, it is a very long recovery and it's private. Why does she want to talk about her colon to the world? I just think that she has to have a PR person. She has to have someone that could go, she's doing well. She's recuperating. She'll be back in action in a few weeks. Thank you for everybody for being concerned and caring, but the princess is doing fine. Okay. That's all you need to hear. I just don't understand the silliness. It makes it seem like very unorganized and chaotic over there. And there's no excuse for that. Yes. They have people, they have publicists, they have anything you could ever imagine to help them look good. And I don't think they used it.
It's interesting.
But leave the woman alone, I say.
Social media is in the news in another way as well, and that is the banning of TikTok. If you are following this story, it has to do with the Chinese entity that owns TikTok, the concern about the propaganda that they could be distributing, as well as the information they could be receiving. And there is a lot of talk about banning TikTok in the United States. You say ban it. Hi, it's Eden. Christine and I absolutely love bringing you Uncluttered and Unfiltered, the podcast for women over 50. For the first time, we're asking you for your help. A one-time or monthly donation from you will help us with production costs and help us grow this awesome community. Find a link to make a donation in our most recent show notes, in our Uncluttered and Unfiltered Ladies Only Facebook group pinned to the top, or on our Uncluttered and Unfiltered Facebook page. And in advance, thank you.
How many social media platforms do we have to have? They have Snapchat and they have so, everybody has so much social media. I don't think it would be the end of the world if there was no TikTok. I am a boomer. I'm 61. So that's just my way of thinking. I am definitely more of an Instagrammer, although for my business, I do have a TikTok account for work, but I just don't see the need for all these because it's bad enough that you don't have enough time in the day to deal with all these different platforms. And then they keep adding more platforms. When are you going to have time to even eat soon or socialize with your friends or your family? There's going to be no time left in the day.
I do feel badly for the small businesses, not the big businesses, the smaller businesses that have grown their TikTok. They've worked really hard. They've become big on that platform. And then if it all goes away, they feel they have lost a lot. And so I am concerned for them. I think the solution obviously is for another company to take it over. Kevin O'Leary from Shark Tank is one of the...
I heard that.
Yeah, he's an interested party. I'll buy TikTok. And he said, I'll Americanize it, which is interesting because I think he's Canadian, but I'll buy it. I'll Americanize it. And that's fine. I'm sure that's exactly what will happen. Somebody, not necessarily him, but somebody will come along and save.
Well, TikTok. I don't think any of these platforms, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, can save you from being hacked. I've just seen it so many times. I get so many friend requests on Facebook for people who then say, don't accept anything. I've been hacked. I can't tell you how many of those I get a week. So the point is, no matter what platform it is, nobody can 100% say you're not going to get hacked and we're not going to steal all your information.
There's very little you can do short of just writing checks and making phone calls.
I don't even know if people take checks anymore. I went to write a check the other day and they were like, you don't have a credit card? Or I'm like, but you're standing in my house.
I know they take checks in some places because they'll ask for a check. And I'm like, I wouldn't be able to tell you where my checkbook is. I have no idea. I know I do have it. I say that now that Christine Stone has helped me organize, I know exactly where it is because it goes back where it belongs.
Thank you.
Every time. But there was a time when somebody would ask for a check. I had to check myself there. Pun intended. All right. Let's use that as a good jumping off point for spring cleaning, because knowing where things go is half the battle. Putting them where they actually go is the harder half.
As an organizer, everyone is all excited. I think not so much for spring cleaning, but spring is here.
Yes.
So that means a change of wardrobe. You want to air the house out. You want to make all the changes because the days are longer now and it gives you more motivation. That's what I see. To me as an organizer, I think it's something you should do all year round, not just spring, fall, seasonally. But I think the big transition for spring is just making everything feel brand new. It's a new season. And so I like to tackle every single area in the house if you're going to do a spring cleaning, not all at the same time. So you guys always hear me say that. Try to tackle one area at a time and really do it well so it motivates you to move on to the next place either in a few days or in the next weekend so that you can really devote the time each area needs to really get that refresh for spring.
I've noticed that when I do get the energy and the desire up, let's say I say, today, I'm just going to do the cabinets where the pots and pans live. As soon as I finish, I get excited and I want to go on to the next area. But if I were to walk into my kitchen and say, today's the day I'm doing this entire kitchen, that may or may not take place.
No.
So you have to be able to start it, finish it, and then go on to the next spot.
Right. And usually, if you're going to add organizers, you have to purchase them. So you got to measure. It's usually a couple step process. If you're going to start from scratch and pull everything out, which is what I always recommend whenever you're really doing a deep clean in any area of your house, is to remove every single thing out. So that's what we're going to start with. The first area I always like to start with in the spring is the garage. And the reason why I like to start with the garage is by summertime, no one wants to even enter their garage. It's too hot. It's too humid. It's too buggy, whatever the reason may be. So springtime, April, May, end of March is such the perfect time to finally tackle that garage. So the way to start that is schedule your donation pickup before you even begin, because a garage is the easiest place to have the donation truck just pull in, and then you just have them take away everything that you finally decided to let go of in your garage. And so once you have that scheduled, then tackle it the day before or 2 days before, so you're not having it sit there for weeks on end and you're staring at it and starting to put things back, which a lot of people do that. If they don't get rid of things right away, they start second guessing themselves. So that's one important thing, keeping like things together. So when you finally get rid of the things you don't want, section off your garage. Like if you're a gardener, or if you still have athletic, whether you golf or play tennis or pickleball, and you designate an area, hanging things up off the floor with hooks is so important to keep your garage free of clutter, and keeping things in labeled bins, whether it's holiday, whatever it may be, labeled bins.
You would be so proud of my garage. You haven't seen it since my husband hung all these hooks up for all of my shoes.
Ooh.
So all of my running shoes are on one little area, and I will make sure to share some of this on social media. But you would be so proud of it.
Yeah. Getting things up off the floor, keeping all your shoes in one area. It's so nice when you can park your car finally in the garage, whether it's wintertime, summertime, when it's so hot out. So the garage is the very first place I say to start before you end up closing that window and it gets really hot. Look in your garage. Do you need shelving? There is a lot of inexpensive shelving at a lot of these big box stores that you can get. Shelving is key in a garage. Same with cabinets. If you want to add a couple cabinets, IKEA has very inexpensive cabinets to make your garage look very neat and organized, so you don't have to spend a lot of money. And also get weatherproof and bugproof bins. We talked about bins and labeling, but there are specific bins that will say weatherproof, bugproof. It's how they're sealed. Because in a garage, if you don't do that, you're going to get mildew, bugs, things that you don't want when you finally go to open those bins. So it's really important to have bins that work in an outdoor space.
As long as you're bringing that up, that seems like there might be some things that you should not store in your garage, like photos.
Oh, no. No photos in a garage. It really does. It needs to be air conditioned, not even climate controlled. I've seen a lot of damage with pictures that get warped and mildewed, even in climate controlled situations in a storage unit. So if these pictures really mean something to you, either scan them and put them in a different way that you can look at them, or keep them in the air conditioning labeled.
Okay.
So the next thing I am going to talk about is the closet. And the reason why I say, because I've been doing this myself personally for the past, I would say, 2 to 3 weeks.
Oh,
I have been walking in my closet, looking at clothes that were from last season for spring and summer and trying them on. I talk about
You're big about that.
I'm big on, like, I'll say, what was I thinking? That color, that style. Sometimes you get caught up in the whole must have from Amazon clothing. And I'm not saying there aren't some really cute things on Amazon clothing, but sometimes there just isn't. You get it home and it doesn't look anything like it did on the influencer that you're following, and it's cheaply made, whatever the reason. So I always like to try on clothes from the past season and then put them in my closet if they pass that mark that they've made it to the next season. So whether it's maxi dresses, skirts, anything related to spring and summer, bathing suits, ladies, if you need a few new ones, now is the time to do it.
I put on a bathing suit yesterday to go to the beach and then took it right back off and threw it back in the drawer. I should have put it in my
let-it-go
bag.
Yes. And that's another thing. I had two bags that filled up very quickly once I started doing this. Now is the time to not only look at your spring clothes, but look at the winter clothes that you never wore. And why didn't you wear them?
Sure.
Was the weather not cold enough? You just hated it when you put it on. The sweater had so much peeling going on, those little nubs, whatever it is. Now is also the time to transition your closet from winter to spring and summer. And I'm going to tell you this, if you really want to do this, it's so important to start over and take every single thing out of your closet. And also, does your closet need a new coat of paint? A lot of times you've been bumping things into it, bins, hangers, and it really looks like it could use a nice fresh coat of paint. Spring is the perfect time to do a fresh coat of paint, change your hangers. You always hear me talk about changing your hangers. Get rid of all the mismatched hangers and decide, do you want wood hangers? Do you want velvet hangers? Do you want slim, whatever kind of hangers, but make sure they all are the same. It just looks more calming and gives you the unity that makes your closet just look neater and more organized.
Okay.
So there you go. Then what are you lacking in your closet? It's winter's over and you're like, God, I didn't have enough shelving. I could use more shelving, or I had no place for my belts. I had no place. What are you lacking in your closet to make it the perfect space? And shelving is generally one thing. So you can take all kinds of bins and stack them and label them. That way you can get off-season items up on shelves and they're not taking up the space below. Mm-hmm. Also, do you have a closet in your house that is a guest room? Now we're a lot of empty nesters out there, or soon to be empty nesters. You have some spare closet space in another room. Transfer all your winter coats, transfer all your gloves and hats, all the winter items that you're not going to be wearing for the next 6 to 7 months, and label them in bins and use the space underneath your bed. If you have any space under your bed, use containers to put boots, hats, scarves. Get them out of your main closet because you're going to be buying new spring and summer clothes. And so you want to have the space for those items.
Excellent. Excellent.
Okay. Also, boot storage. How do you store your boots?
Unfortunately, they are bent over, which I know makes those little creases. They are on the top of this shelving, so they have the most space, but they almost touch the ceiling where they are.
That's why you let them flip.
So they hang over. Yes.
So there are a couple options you could do there. You could put them in a flat boot box.
That's what I should do.
And also you could just put boot inserts inside of them to get them to stand up. There's also, for your booties, they have booty boxes, which are clear. So they stack nicely. So there are so many different options. But you're not going to be wearing booties or boots in this. Maybe in the spring you'll wear some booties, but we live in Florida, so not even in the spring. So you want to have a place to store all your boots and booties. So when it comes time to bring them out in the fall, they look good. They're not covered in dust. Mm-hmm. They're standing up straight, so you don't have all those creases in them. So boot storage is a big thing. Same with sweaters.
That's a tough one for me, sweaters. So folding sweaters as opposed to hanging them so they don't get the... You do that? Or
no, I do not hang my sweaters.
Right, I fold, that's what I mean.
Yeah, I fold all my sweaters. Mm-hmm. And it just depends, what storage do you have? Do you have a dresser in your bedroom that you can really clean out and use that for your winter sweater storage? Mm-hmm. Is there, you could get a, if you have a walk-in closet, you could get a storage ottoman and keep your sweaters inside the storage ottoman. You can take them all and put them in a clear bin and put them in another room and stack bins so that you could keep all your sweaters out of your primary closet.
I know we have a lot of listeners that are in some pretty cold places.
Yes.
So your sweaters are probably pretty thick. So
yes,
you likely do need to find that alternate place in your home for these sweaters.
Yes. And I think, like we said, since we're empty nesters, if you do have another room, a lot of my clients, we do like a winter closet that doubles with travel closet. So keeping the luggage, the winter items, and labeling everything so you can grab what you need for travel. You can grab what you need for winter when it comes to fall next year. Okay. So another thing that people don't realize in small spaces is getting a rolling rack that folds. I personally have one myself and I do use it for work, but I've also used it when I've gone on vacations that are longer than a week and I separate all the clothes per day, including accessories. So you, and it folds flat and slides right under the bed right when I'm done using it. But a lot of people in small spaces, they need extra hanging, and a rolling rack in a guest room that no one's using is great extra storage, as well as you can use it if you're traveling. It's perfect for traveling.
And you want it for when you're cleaning your closet out too. The only times I ever really bring mine out is when I'm cleaning out my closet so I can start hanging everything there and then bring it back in one item at a time.
Yep. I use mine all the time for different things, and it is perfect for doing a really good, thorough clean out so you get everything out of the closet. The next thing, now that we've left the closet, is making the repairs that you've been dying to make in your home. Spring is the perfect time. Make a list. Is there a broken ceiling fan that needs to be replaced? Do you need new window treatments? What is it that is bothering you that has been on your list? Finally, get the handyman, a very handy friend, your husband, whoever it may be, to do the things on your list and check them off one by one.
Let me tell you about a repair we just made that was huge, and we didn't even think about how much of an impact it would make until it happened. Foggy glass.
Oh, yeah.
In a place like Florida where there's a lot of condensation, or I know in every place, but we had fog inside the double paned sliding glass doors, and they had what are called muttons. I call them crisscrossy things, but they're the crisscross, and just replacing the glass, not a huge expense, but something that actually transformed the room.
Exactly. That's so important in the spring. Also, do you need a coat of paint on the outside of your front door? Whatever it may be, make that list and just tackle one thing at a time. You don't have to do it all at one time, but tackle one thing at a time. I am telling you, it makes a big difference, especially if you're a new empty nester, you're starting fresh anyway, or if you've just downsized, make the place your own. And spring is the best time, I feel, to start over and start anew.
That's a good stopping point for us right now, because I can tell by your list that you're looking at right now that you have way more to share with us on spring cleaning. So I think this is a perfect stopping point right now. Let's pick this back up next week.
Okay.
On our next episode. So spring cleaning part two is next week. It's not like you have any shortage of things to do to keep you busy until we pick that up, right? We're going to work on our garage.
Right.
We're going to work on our closet. We're going to think about, at least at the very least, here's your assignment, everybody. Make a list of the repairs.
Right.
Maybe for time or cost purposes, you can't get to them all right now.
Right.
But let's make that list. Let's have that ongoing list. You never know when a relative who's super handy is going to be coming into town. And you could say, when my husband and I visit my mom, she has a list ready for him. So just have that list ready in case someone handy decides to offer you their services. Just know what you're going to do. In the meantime, while you're doing all of those things, if you would share our little podcast with one friend, that would mean the world to us.
Yes.
If you haven't yet joined our Ladies Only page on Facebook, as far as we know, isn't going anywhere.
No,
it's not staying on a banned list. No. So when you go into your search bar on Facebook, type in Uncluttered and Unfiltered Ladies Only. You'll be offered an opportunity to request a membership. We'll say yes. It might take us a day or two to get to it. We have to be notified and we have to notice it. But once we do, you're in. And once you're in, then you have that forum to request a topic or look for like-minded ladies. Just the other day, we started a thread of what is everybody reading? And if you're a bookworm, you're going to love that. So whatever it is that you want to bring up with women that are in your age group, your people, you can do that.
Also, I love seeing all the after pictures you ladies are sharing in your closets, linen closets, everywhere. I love it. So keep sending after photos. It just makes my day.
And you know what? You can even take a few pictures in some outfits you're iffy on and post them and ask other ladies' opinions on it. We're your friend group, your online friend group. And of course, when you leave us reviews and do all of those things that podcasters ask you to do, that helps other people to find us. It's all algorithm stuff that is way too young for us to understand.
Yes.
Until then, remember, with all things, you can let it go.
And don't look back.